She didn't have nothing in this room, just absolutely nothing. Your sister-in-law might come over here and she'd say, Hattie, I sure wish you'd get some
furniture to go in this room.
That's right.
Say, it looks so lonesome looking. How come you ain't got something in it? That's right.
That's right. Where do you keep your clothes in the bedroom? What you hang your clothes up in?
We call it the closet.
Well, if you didn't have a built-in closet and you had a piece of furniture you hung your clothes in, what would you call that?
Let me see. What did he call them? Chiffaroles, I believe. Yeah, I think that's what they would call. Folks used to didn't have no closets, you know. They just hang your clothes up behind doors and things like that, you know.
What is the space between the ceiling of a house and the roof?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes people store things up there.
Up there in the loft.
Yeah.
They call that the loft, yes. That's the loft.
Well, you don't have one here in this house.
No, but we got one up there, but we didn't got nothing up there in it. You know, you can't get up there. But when I was a child, we had lawns. We could go up there and we could care. Stuff up there and put it away, you know, things that you didn't want folks to see, you know, so old clothes and things like that. You cat up there and put it in front of nobody couldn't see it.
All right. Did you ever live in a house or knew anybody that lived in a house a long time ago that had a kitchen that was not a part of the house?
That's right. And they had a plank. I had went to folks' house that we never did live in. Like, this is the kitchen here. And then they'd have a plank across that to go to the other part of the kitchen or something on the outside. Yes.
Yeah. Well, did they have a, did you ever hear anybody call that kitchen away from the house any special name, or did they just call it a kitchen?
All I ever heard was just kitchen. Yes.
And where do you, right here in your own kitchen, where do you store your canned goods?
We had a smokehouse on the outside, you know, and we kind of put all the canned goods in there, and the meal and the flour and the shots and things all like that. We call that the smokehouse. We kept all that junk out there.
Well, where do you store your canned goods here in your own kitchen?
Well, I ain't got none canned. Since we got freezer lots and things, we just put it all in the freezer. Like, I ain't canned. But what I do have canned, it's in a box, you know, down there in that little room.
Yeah.
Yes.
Suppose you had some old furniture you weren't going to use anymore, but you just couldn't bear to throw it away.
Throw it away. Well, now, I got hit out there. In that smokehouse out there where the jug at, my daddy, when I'm mad, he gave me a dresser and a buffet. That's a bedroom suit.
Uh-huh.
And so it's old fashioned, and so the bed is all tore up, but the old dresser is out there.
Ooh, I bet it's really a collector's piece, too.
Yes, but it's tall, you know, it's really very well.
Well, if you're like me now, you got one special day you have to clean all your clothes and you say you can't do nothing else. Usually it's on Monday.
That's right, yes.
What do you do on Monday? What do you call that? You got to do your, you know,
washing. That's what I used to do all on Monday morning. Yeah. Washing and ironing. You said clean up from Sunday and Saturday where we have company or something like that.
All right. You got a real nice porch out here.
Yes.
Did you ever live in a house that had like a porch that wasn't screened in?
That's right. That's all the time. That's what I'm raised up on.